Interesting to see British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announce that they are going to have their election on July 4th. And of all dates that they could have picked, they picked our Independence Day. So, you know, not that they celebrate that in London, but they will be having a national election on that day. Right now, the Labour Party has a pretty significant lead in the polls, but there's a lot of questions around the accuracy of that polling data. So this would be the first time in about 14 years that Labour would take over in that role. You know, we're interested to see what's going to happen because, you know, as part of the Brexit strategy, the Conservative Party's really pushed, you know, the importance of establishing trade agreements with allies like the United States. We've been unable to achieve that just given our own political turmoil here. But I think that there's a great opportunity for us moving forward. At the same time, we haven't seen what the Labour Party's trade policies are going to look like, but we have been meeting in London with, you know, members and with leaders from all the parties, but definitely the Conservative Party and the Labour Party. And there's a lot of interest in trying to secure supply chains with the United States. And I think that gives us a great opportunity to talk about what fair and balanced trade looks like with one of our greatest allies. So regardless of what happens in this next election, NCBA is going to continue to engage. We're going to continue to work to try to open that market and secure another ally when it comes to being able to address a lot of these global trade concerns.